has all kinds of questions. I have no idea what they are. So she's just going to fire away.
Hey.
He's like, I'm ready.
I'm ready for Let's anything.
Go. last meeting of the month. So that means there is a public comment beginning at 6:30 tonight, right?
That's correct. So 6:30 to 7 we'll have public comment, which gives any member of the public an opportunity to speak on any item not on the agenda. And so, and then we'll go into a brief community development agency meeting. We have just one item on that meeting. Is a resolution to approve the second amendment to RD Leasing. RD Leasing, this development is on Morningside Road. It's north of Deerfield. And they didn't want to amend their agreement for phase two, so the development's going well. So, but we have to have that on the community development because of the TIF agreement that they have, the tax increment financing. So,
okay, yeah, that I think addressed the last meeting also, right? Wasn't there something with that or not?
I think the, no? that was a prior. That oh, was okay. another maybe okay. Fountain Springs on that one.
Oh yeah,
so this
yeah.
is a new. Yeah. Yep.
So the regular meeting begins at 7. Anything of interest in the mayor's comments?
Yeah, you know, I always like to mention the service awards. So we do have 4 tonight. We have Robin Menninger, 5 years of service. She is an engineering associate. Jana Wilsusen, 45 years with the city. So
wow.
She is... started back in 1978, and in 2015 she was promoted to a utility office associate. So 45 years, tremendous career.
Wow.
Christopher McManus, 25 years. Christopher is now a line crew supervisor for the city. We have Jason Fries, 25 years of service, and Jason is currently the power plant shift supervisor. So, you know, I mean, yes, 5 years, 45 years, 25 and 25, great accomplishments. So
yeah,
thank
yeah,
those individuals.
Longtime people, that's for sure.
Yep.
That works well. The public hearings, after the public comment or mayor's comments, we'll have a public hearing, the second reading of Ordinance 5647, a Morningside Point, second edition, voluntary annexation.
Yep, so this will be the second reading for the annexation of the Morningside Point, second edition. These are going to be additional residential lots there on the Morningside Point development.
On consent agenda, looks like you have about 13 different items. And item 6 is a resolution 2023-153 authorizing the fire chief to sign the memorandum of understanding with Three Rivers Public Health for some public health emergency preparedness.
Yep. So this is just an agreement we have, a memorandum of understanding, just so that the fire department will be ready in case we have an emergency. So it's just a preparedness memorandum. So.
Okay. Item 7 is Resolution 2023-154, approving the outside city sewer connection application for 3405 North Yeager Road.
So our code does require that the council needs to approve any type of sewer connection outside of the city limits. This would be, again, 3405 North Yeager. This is a warehouse. It's paved the way concrete, so we'll get them hooked up.
Yep,
so.
Out there on the north side of Yeager. Item 8, Resolution 2023-155 authorizes use of a parking lot and the special designated license for the Fremont Area Chamber's annual Fremont Beer Fest.
So this would be on September 21st from 5 to 8 p.m., the Fremont Chamber Beer Fest, second level of the Cavitch parking lot.
So. Okay. Item 9, seems like it's always on here almost every month. Motion to approve cement, asphalt, excavate, worker license applications.
Yeah, we have a lot of work that's needing to be done in Fremont, right? So it's R&D Construction and Platt Mechanical, Inc. are the two applications.
Another consent agenda item. Item 10 is a resolution authorizing the purchase of 3 half-ton pickup trucks from Sid Dillon Chevy for the gas department.
Yep. So this will be to accept the bid from Sid Dillon for these trucks, each truck in the amount of $48,343.
All right. Item 11 is Resolution 2023-157, approving a 3-year technical service agreement with Industrial Design Solutions for some power plant control system support.
Right. So then we have the 3 generating units out at the power plant, 6, 7, and 8. They have a Honeywell control system to operate those. And so the Industrial Design Solutions, they are the service behind that. So all the basically all the technology to run those units, they service it. So it's a $33,000 annually. And so very important.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Resolution 2023-158 authorizes the Public Works Department to spend within the procurement guidelines for the newly proposed pedestrian crossing at Jack Sutton Drive and Sunridge Drive.
Yeah, so we had a council member kind of inquire about kids walking from Luther to Johnson Crossing, and there's no sidewalk there, and with the increased development in Sunridge, we tried to work out putting a sidewalk, but there would have to be kind of a sidewalk agreement, an assessment done, and the property owner didn't really agree to that. So what we are going to do is a pedestrian crossing. This would be, again, at Jack Sutton Drive in Sunridge. It'd be a push button, similar to the crosswalk on East Military Avenue west of Johnson. So just to help with the safety as that develops between, again, Luther right. and Johnson Crossing, and accessing the middle school and Johnson Crossing. I know a lot of kids walk along that road, and we just want to make sure that's as safe as possible. So yeah. That's what that is for. So.
Okay. Item 13, Resolution 2023-159 approves a request of JEO Consulting Group on behalf of Fremont Public Schools for a variance to allow plastic water service pipe.
So any variance to our code in regard to the piping needs to go through the city council. So this would be to allow the plastic water service pipe. So
okay. Resolution number 14 is Resolution 2023-160, awards the bid for purchase and installation of 5 additional outdoor warning sirens to the Federal Signal Corporation, and authorizing you, the mayor, to sign the NEMA required letter.
So we received a grant for an additional 3 warning sirens within the city. After kind of looking at where all of ours are placed, we said, hey, we really need 5. So
okay.
The locations are kind of throughout the city. I think we have 16 throughout Fremont, these
wow.
warning sirens. So there's a lot of them. So the locations are kind of in the packet if you're interested on where they're going. But it's great to receive a grant for 3 of those 5. And, we really, it is important to keep the public aware of any kind of emergency. So
yeah.
Especially as we grow.
Yeah, for sure. Item 15 is receiving the traffic committee meeting minutes from June 20th. Always important to when people bring different items on different streets before the committee.
Absolutely. And I would just encourage, if you have a concern about a street or a stop sign or a sign here or something within, our traffic and how it moves throughout Fremont, please let myself know, or a city council member, our public works director, Justin Zetterman. They meet with the street superintendent, the police chief, and they really do a good job going over all those to make sure, again, we have safe streets. So.
Yeah. Item 16, final consent agenda item, would be a Mayor Spellberg item, a resolution 2023-166, awarding a contract to Siemens Energy for the purchase of some pretty big volt power circuit breakers, huh?
Yeah, yep. This item kind of needed to be added a little later, so that's kind of why it's my item for the utility. But again, these are required for substation G, these circuit breakers.
Okay. Unfinished business. Let's see. 2 items on the unfinished business side. Item 17 is to receive the audited financial statements for September 30th, 2022, is presented by Forvis LLP and city staff.
Yep. So this was on the prior agenda, and council, had some more questions, and so they wanted to continue it just, to this meeting. All we're doing is just receiving the audit. So the city is in very good financial health. Our sales tax revenues continue to increase, we have reserves, healthy reserve, and we're going to, as we go into this next budget, we have a lot of projects and things we need to get done. So, I appreciate the finance department, because, we've been down mm-hmm. our finance director, and this audit is, a lot of work on top of everything else they have to do, from, payroll to just every day-to-day operations. So they've really, really worked hard. So I just thank them for all their efforts.
Yeah. Your fiscal year actually ends at the end of September, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Item 18, second reading of Ordinance 5648, creating a street improvement paving district number PD 553 of the City of Fremont, ordering the construction of street improvements therein, providing for the publication a notice of creation of said paving district, and providing when this ordinance will be in full and for full force and effect.
Yep, so this is the second reading of the paving district. This is out there on South Howard Street. There's a new development looking at doing some infill housing, and so they want a paving district to get that road complete. So this, again, would be that second reading. This was on the agenda for last time, so we'll have one more after this.
Four items on new business. First item will be Resolution 2023-162, authorizing you, the mayor, to sign the third amended interlocal solid waste management agreement.
Yeah, so we are a part of 24 cities. It's called the Northeast Nebraska Solid Waste Coalition, and this is our landfill north of Clarkson. So we've had this since 1995, and so this is a update to the interlocal agreement for all of the municipalities involved, basically to update the bylaws. There's a lot of provisions that are outdated from over the years, and so it's good to know we are part of the Northeast Nebraska Solid Waste Coalition, and we are part of that landfill up in Clarkson. So
yeah,
I think we did have a public open house in regards to this on June 14th in Fremont. So
alrighty. Item 20 is Resolution 2023-163 to approve a second amendment to the RD Leasing Redevelopment Agreement.
So this was on the Community Development Agency meeting. It has to be approved on the City Council. So
all right. Item 21 is Ordinance 5649, amending truck routes.
Yeah, so this was something that was on the Traffic Committee. Especially with the Bell Street Viaduct being closed for right now, and considering next year we're going to be resurfacing First Street, Traffic Committee is recommending that we approve from Dodge Street from Union to Bell as a truck route. And so we'd put signage up, and the information kind of behind that is in the packet. But
okay. I did drive the Southeast Beltway yesterday because I had to go out to transmitter. So still kind of slow moving, but it's nice to kind of go through slow and just kind of see it first.
Yeah, I think there's some still getting used to it. You know, the part from Downing Street to 77 still is just, you know, open to one lane.
Right.
You know, and so I think we really won't know the full effect until the whole thing is open. I know a lot of the trucks are getting used to those roundabouts, you know, and figuring that out. But it's really going to lessen the traffic coming through town on the truck traffic, and divert a lot of that to the industry there south. So, you know, I think we're all still getting used to it, right?
Right, yeah. Change is inevitable, but we just have to take it slow, take it easy.
You go.
Item 22, the final item on new business, consideration of a hearing for removal from office following the written charges signed and verified charging Councilmember Mark Jensen with misconduct is the final item.
So we had a formal complaint by a citizen, a notarized complaint, and so there is a process that the city has to go to once we receive that. And so the council tonight will consider that complaint and decide if they want to have a hearing on this or move forward with it or not. So that's really what that is about tonight.
Okay. So on that, it's a vote, obviously.
Yeah.
And there'll be public comment?
There will be public comment. Item A is a motion to waive attorney-client privilege. There is some updated information from our attorneys in regards to their research into Keno issues in regards to elected officials that they have done. So in order to bring that new information forward, they have to waive the attorney-client privilege with the council. They will present their findings as well as the complaint. Basically after that, there'll be time for a public comment. We'll come back. Then the council can decide if they want to have a hearing. If they feel like the charges are warranted and want to move forward with a formal hearing, they can vote to have that. And then we have to set a hearing. If not, then there'll be no hearing.
Right.
And then the issue is done, and at that point we move on. So
okay. All right. I did have one more question for you. Yes. In regards to transportation. We've been talking about the Eastern Nebraska Office on Aging. I think they're past the deadline now, right, where they're no longer providing transportation, right?
I believe it was July 1st, so I think we're coming into the final week. As I've mentioned, we are in the city taking that over. There's a specific grant to the Nebraska Department of Transportation that the city is working through. We are working on purchasing the additional vehicles. We just approved the salary ordinance to hire drivers and a dispatch person to help with that within the city. And so, this is going to be limited service. It's going to be kind of on demand. You'll need to call 72 hours prior, get on our schedule, and we're hoping to have that up by August 1st. So there's going to be a month kind of break here.
Yeah.
But you know, since they kind of announced it, we have really tried to move as fast as we can to get this program up to date. And there's a lot that goes into it. So. And at this point, I believe it's going to be within the city limits. So,
yep, very good.
And I'll continue to give you more info on that.
Yeah, it's a start. So, it's getting it going. It does. It takes a little bit of time. So thank you. Appreciate it, as always.
Thank you.
Again, that public comment, 6:30 tonight, regular meeting at 7 o'clock. So you can do that in person or you can check it out online. Thank you, Joey. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mayor Joey Spellerberg this morning with us here on Fremont's Morning Mix is... We continue. It's 8:43, and we'll continue a little Dwight Yoakam this morning. Good morning.